is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, and by South Coast Bank and Trust. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we're going to be each and every Wednesday night of the 2023 season, 7:30 right here. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, South Coast Bank and Trust, and V Pizza. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. Good evening, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing dandy, man. Doing all right.
The weather's nice.
Yeah, it's actually starting to almost but not quite feel more like football weather.
Yeah.
Less like summer camp training weather, more like actually playing football kind of weather.
Yep. And the guys were like, man, this feels good out here today. I was like, yep, it does. The wind's blowing, no sand gnats.
A little bit of a breeze.
It was nice. So, yeah.
Yep, sand gnats going back to hell where they belong.
Yeah. So, yep, they were down today, thank goodness.
All right, well, Friday night, this past Friday night, Frederica Academy Knights taking on John Millage Academy. Trojans coming under the Oaks, and it was a game that really surprised a lot of people. I'll be honest, I thought it was going to be a shootout. I thought it was going to be one of those situations where the last team to touch the ball would win, and it wound up being a defensive struggle. 17-7, final score, bad guys won, but gave a lot for the Knights faithful to talk about.
Yeah, I thought our kids played really well. They had great effort, the intensity. You know, they come in with a 55-game winning streak. Talked about it earlier in the week with them, and, you know, told them, I said, you got an opportunity, you know, to go in here and do something that nobody's done. And I thought our kids played really, really hard. We made a few mistakes here and there, and that kind of cost us in the end. And, go back and watch film, and you reassess it. It was, you know, we do a few things here and there, or we break one here or there, and then it could be 14-7, something like that for us, and we're close. We were close, but they made the plays when they needed to, and we're still trying to get there. And I feel like we're inching closer and closer every week. Felt like we've had a pretty good week this week as well.
It seemed like in the previous game against Bluffton, it seemed like a lot of the errors just came from trying just a little bit too hard.
Yeah, I think we were a little skittish early. We had some offside penalties that kind of put us behind the chains, and we talked about it all week. Is can't get behind the chains on offense, and then we did. We got to fix a few things. Same thing this week. Can't get behind the chains on offense. Had a few penalties here and there, but I thought overall, you know, just a really good team effort by the kids, everybody all the way around. I thought our kids, everybody, all week. You know, giving the good look, scouting kids, they practiced hard, everybody gave a look, and I thought we were pretty well prepared. A couple of things we probably go back and like, God, we should have done this and that, but hindsight's 20/20. But overall, I thought we played really, really hard and gave ourselves a chance to win. You know, in the end, that's what I told the kids all week was give yourself a chance to win the game, and I thought our kids did a good job of that.
It was just a very penalty-filled game on both sides of the ball. It was kind of atypical for John Millage getting called a fair number of penalties as well.
It's because they finally saw him doing it, and they missed some luck, too. One of the things I was telling referees, talking before, they're getting their wings up real tight to the line. They've got there has to be a discrepancy, and they got called for that one time. But they threw a pass and got caught it, but he was covered up theoretically because the guy at the wing, he didn't back off. You couldn't tell. The other thing was when they pulled on some of the stuff, they cut blocked. So they would take two steps and then cut. Can't do that out of shotgun. Of course, me and the referees, we agreed to disagree. But the biggest thing that I noticed was when they would take the two steps, they like to grab you by the feet at the same time. That's a no-no. You can't do that. It's called holding, but apparently our referees couldn't see it. So I'll point it out to them. Maybe they can listen to it on this, and maybe they can try to fix it next time. But it happened about three or four times to Will Johnson, who was getting cut on that. And I kind of didn't agree with the way it was going. But, hey, you know, I thought our kids just kept battling through it. We could have sat and complained about it. And I told the referees before we started, all I would do was laugh pretty much on the sideline because I knew the crew we had there. So that was pretty much the way I treated it.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, we did see a little flash of the old Coach Derrick throwing the headphones across the sideline at one point late in the game.
Well, I thought we got the onside kick, and I've never heard the tie goes to the receiving team.
We did too. Just saying.
I thought it went to the guy who had his hands on it and possessed it first on the ground. Instead, the tie apparently now goes to the receiving team. That's going to be a rule I look up, I guess. I didn't know that. It wasn't in the rule, and I even said that to the referee. That wasn't on the rules test, I promise. So, you know, we take these rules tests, they want us to know all this stuff, and then it's just one of those things. But I ain't going to get on the referees. I thought, for the most part, for the way it started at the game and the way it went, it wasn't too bad. It could have been really bad at times, but I thought they did a pretty good job of seeing some of the things that we had pointed out in the pregame meeting.
Individual efforts, of course, we have to start with the River Jordan triplet, 100 plus yards again. How many games in a row is that now? Do we even know?
I don't know. Going back from last year to now, probably I'd say at least 10, 10 over 100 yards, 100 plus. So you know, he had 121 Friday night, and they were hard earned. Everybody had to help him earn them, and we're going to see the same thing this week. We're going to see a really good defense, and they're a good team. Clinch is. So going forward, you know, we're going to have to earn every yard we get. Offensively, I think Coach has done a pretty good job. We've got a lot of different formations, a lot of different things. They're going to be as confused as I was today, and I had the script. So, you know, I was reading what we were running, and I was still trying to find out where everybody was lined up. So I thought did a good job with that. I thought the kids did a good job the last couple of days trying to figure it out. And like I told them at the end of practice, tomorrow we got to clean it up. We got to be really good at it. And I think they've done a good job. I think all of our guys have done a good job this week.
Jordan moving up number 14 on the all-time career rushing list in the state of Georgia. So lots of folks talk about him. But that's not the only name that's coming across a lot of people's mouths. Ham Thompson getting a fair amount of mention in football circles this season as well.
He had 12 solo tackles, 2 tackles for loss. You know, I think that the strategy and we kind of changed a little bit on defense is, hey, squeeze it, keep him free, let him run, and let him hit people. And he did a good job for him. I thought our defensive line did a good job. Again, I thought the defense, we played pretty well. On defense all night, all the guys did their jobs. You know, you look at it, you got to get your run fits, and I know that's, you listen to ESPN, everybody knows what that is, but it's, you know, what shoulders wear, who's got their hands where they're supposed to be, are we getting our fits correct, are we in the right spot where we're supposed to be, and I thought our defensive guys did a good job of that Friday night, and I thought our secondary played much, much better Friday night. We had the potential to give up a big play or two. They dropped one down the middle of the field. We gave up one on 3rd down and 6, but for the most part, we did what we were coached to do, was make them check it down, throw it underneath, and we rallied to the ball and tackle people. So, you know, I thought our kids did a really good job defensively Friday night. And offensively, it was hard-earned. It was a good defense.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit SGHS.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location on V Pizza, St. Simon's Island. And this segment is brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means that it's time for us to check in on the health of the team, injury status. I think probably the, one of the biggest reasons why the game was not closer or made a difference was a big absence from one of your seniors on the injury report this past Friday night.
Sophomore. Fuller was out. Of course, Colt was limited, so we had two guys that start for us. They were limited, but Fuller being a big absence up front, offensively and defensively, gives us some size. And we went against two guys that were 1-3-10, 1-3-30, so we needed all the size we could get. But, you know, I think Grant did a pretty good job. He got thrown in the fire. That's a freshman, I'm sure. He probably would have wished he could have played somebody besides the number one team in the state to start off with as his first start. But, hey, you know what? Get forged by fire, and that's what happened. I thought he did a pretty good job. And, how much harder can it be? Oh, you're right. We got Clinch County this week. So, yeah, there you go.
So what's the status of the injuries then for Fuller and for the rest of the team?
Right now, I think Colt's back. He's been there all week, and then Fuller's still out. We'll hold him out for another week, and hopefully he's back next week ready to go. So we got one guy down. Everybody, I think, is just about over the stomach bug. That really hit us last week, too, in the middle of the week, trying to get ready. Between the trips to the restroom and trying to get snaps in, it was real fun. So, or running off the sideline. So it was an interesting practice last week, Wednesday and Thursday. So I think everybody's feeling a little bit better, getting healthy. We had a little bit of it earlier this week. I think Monday and Tuesday had a few guys had stomach bug, but I think they're back and ready to go. So it was a quick turnaround. Hopefully we're completely healthy besides Fuller being ready to go.
Let's talk a little bit more about the John Milich game before we move on to this week's opponent. You have to mention Jalen Baldwin. He was the broadcast player of the game. Couple of big tackles and that interception. Acrobatic. It was like OBJ on defense.
Coach K's always talking about get to the ball and having a burst to get the speed to get there, and all of a sudden you get a deflection and you're sprinting to the ball. Good things happen, and he one-hands it out of midair and, makes a big catch right there. So, I think the interception, but I thought also he played really well, safely down in there, tackling. He had, I think, 7 solo tackles and then an interception. So he's got some big shoes, this week, too, to come in and play. And him, Colt, and Burns going to get rotations, and they got to be physical all week, and we got to track down some really fast guys and some physical guys. So we'll have a physical game, but I thought he played really well for a freshman in his first start as well against the one team in the state. So, I'm either crazy or I'm just getting some mental problems as I get older. I don't know what it is, but I'm starting freshman now all the time against the number one team in the state. But I thought those guys played pretty well for their first outing. So just got to keep getting better.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I asked you about this the last time when we sat down earlier in the week, and I'm going to ask it again just because I think it bears repeating. 2018, the regular season matchup against John Milich on the island under the Oaks, and the team walked away from that game, and it was kind of a mental turning point for the team that really steeled them for that final push to the playoffs and the march to Mercer. Does it feel like a couple of days more removed from the game that this game may have been a similar kind of turning point for this squad in 2023?
We'll see. I think, I've told them all week, we got 6 games to win out and take care of our business. We can do that. We got a chance to be the 2 seed probably and play the playoffs at home for the whole thing. So, to get ourselves to Mercer. So, that's to be determined. I do think that we have a shot of confidence, and what we do know is they bleed, And so if you can bleed, you can be killed. So that's kind of our whole philosophy about it, is we know that they can bleed and that we can beat them. I think that's a little bit of a shot of confidence. Now, how we handle that, move forward, week to week, I feel like our kids. When we did that was game 8 or 9. We were on the tail end of the season right there, finishing it up. we still got six games to go, and we still got some tough opponents to play. And, I think it'll be a telltale sign. I think our kids, and I said it today as we're going through it, if our defense can do what they've been doing, like that against John Millage, play everybody else that way, and then offensively just get a rhythm and get going, we're going to be pretty difficult to beat.
So I heard that there was a little bit of trash talking that came from John Millage pregame, and then some kind of, I wouldn't say rude, but maybe just kind of salty behavior after the game. Do we think that we at least got in their head?
Oh, I'm sure. I was already in their head when I made the comment about getting all kinds of seniors in and all that stuff. I think they tried to use it as poster board material, but I don't know how well it worked. But here's the thing. They're a great football program, and JT does an outstanding job up there. I'm sure we're poster board material for everybody. As much stuff gets put on Instagram about the records and everything that we're chasing and what we're trying to do. So I'm sure everybody's got that out there. Somebody said today that Valwood's just got them posted around the school about it like us. And I'm like, that's weird. But okay, if I'm your motivating factor, great. That means I'm motivating somebody. So, but I think for us, to see and like before and after, for me, I think my biggest issue is, we're developing kids and putting them in and getting them ready, and they're going through the system. They're plugging and playing a little bit, and they've done a good job. If you're allowed to do that at John Millage, then go do it. Here, we get to take that kid. I'll say it. I had to take William Levy. He's 150 pounds. He had to go against that 330-pound defensive tackle. The school didn't say, hey, coach, why don't you go find a 330-pound guy to go against that guy? They didn't let me do that. I took my 150-pound dude and said, listen, you just bark his ankles all night long. Whatever you got to do, try to get him down. I don't care what happens, just beat him up. And I asked him at one point, I said, hey, how's that going? He goes, coach, it ain't. I said, well, at least you're honest. He said, coach, I'm like a rag doll in a big dog's mouth. He's just throwing me all over the place out there. And I said, well, that's a breeding a lot of confidence over here in me right here calling plays with Coach Irvin. And he started laughing. He said, coach, I'm doing everything I can. He's huge. And I was like, I know. But that's our mentality. You know, when people often say, coach, you're crazy. You play all these people. But, hey, where do we want to be at the end? And I was accused of being crazy long ago when we started putting the Valwoods and everybody on the schedule. And they were like, coach, why are we playing these teams? I'm not looking for wins. I'm looking for competition. What's going to make my kids better every single day? What makes us better? What's going to get us ready for that back end? And I think playing them and getting some confidence kind of helped us out a little bit. And I feel like the kids come out with a little bit of a swagger, but we still got work to do.
Yeah, you say you may be motivating the other teams, but I don't know. There's a fair number of players here tonight. I think he's doing a pretty good job of motivating you too, right, guys? We'll be right back to the Federico Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. And this segment brought to you by South Coast Bank and Trust and by Ashley Business Solutions. So this Friday night, Frederick Academy hitting the road, heading over to Homerville, take on Clinch County. And not an unfamiliar opponent, but one that we haven't played in a couple of years, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, we played them last year at home, and then we're going over there. We've never played over there, so it's going to be probably in an electric environment over in Homerville. A lot of tradition over there. They've won some state championships. They got a good team. I think they're ranked third in single-A Division II right now in GHSA. So, going to be really good competition again. They got a Division I prospect, that wide receiver, Jeremy Bell, and he's really good. He can make some things happen if we don't keep him hammered up. But, you know, like I think you guys were just saying during the commercial, iron sharpens iron. So, you know, let's go play. Let's get better. And, at the end, hopefully we can hang around and pester them enough and maybe find a way to get a win out of it.
Yeah, it kind of surprised me when you told me that they had a D1 or a D1 prospect at wide receiver, because looking at the statistics, just the pure numbers, they look very similar to us. A little peppering of pass plays here and there, but the majority of it coming on the ground.
Yeah, they run the ball a lot. It's going to make me nervous when he goes to quarterback, so he's snapping it to him. He's a special athlete. I think they've thrown it 27 times. Completed 12 passes and 11 of them been to him, and of the 11, I think 5 of them went for a touchdown. So, yeah, you know, that's pretty good odds that if he catches it, 50-50 chance he's going to put it in the end zone. So we got to figure out a way to stop him. But then they run the ball really well up inside. They're big, physical up front, offensive lines. I think he returned four of his 5 guys up front last year. So they're going to be good. They're going to run power and get up in there and then run some sweeps. So we got to be ready to go up in there and play. They do a good job of formation, getting formation and trying to formation on defense. And then defensively, they're a 3-4 look or a 50 front up there, and they're going to lock up man-to-man. So if you can beat me throwing. My dude's better than your dude. And, you know, so we just got to get ready for that. They're going to be fast. They're going to be physical. So they're a good football team all the way around. Coach Tyson does a great job over there with them.
Yeah, it's always interesting when we kind of dip our toes into the GHSA pond just to see a little different about how it all goes, just with the, not necessarily the size individually of the players, but the size of the roster. And
oh, yeah.
You know, that's got to be at least a little bit of a mental game, I guess.
I think it was more of a mental game early on when we started doing it, you know, because everybody's like, Coach, why are you playing them? Why are you going to play them? Why are you blah, blah, blah. And then I think once we went to Westland and played the Trimble kid that was placed for the Panthers and all that, when he was at Westland with Jalen and Jayshon and all of them, I think after the Westland game, everybody's like, okay, Coach. I think they had 30 seniors that year just on the lawn. They ran out there with like 90 players.
They almost had more seniors than we had players.
Yeah, they pretty much did. And then we went and played. But I think our guys at that point, that stigma of being – and then the next year we played Charlton County or whatever – that next year, and they come out with 77 kids, and we had 35, 36 kids, and then it was 21-21 going into the last minute or so. And I think at that point, we kind of, the fear of playing big opponents kind of went away. And then, of course, I was crazy and went and scheduled Bluffton, who's a 4A school in South Carolina. But hey,
that was the closest one. Yeah, it was just about travel time.
That was travel time. Just want to go ahead and say that. But I think we just got better. We learned how to get better, and we learned how to overcome adversity. We know that we might have to play in those environments and in that tough competition. So as we get going on back in the schedule, sometimes it helps us out.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So one thing that we haven't really talked a lot about so far this season is special teams. And I know that's a big element, and that was something that you were expecting big things from during the preseason. How are you? What's your assessment of the special teams as where we're standing right now?
Pretty solid. I should have called a fake last week. I didn't. That's my fault. I talked myself out of it over my sideline. Sometimes I do that. But felt like we had a chance to hit one, and I didn't do it. But then, you know, I think we've done a pretty good job on special teams. Kickoff return's been really good. We've hit it up in there for about 15-20 yards of return. Been a couple of them. And then Punt-wise, you know, I think Blake's done a really good job. I think he's averaging almost 34 yards a punt. They cover it down really well. We got to do that again this week. They got two guys back deep, so they got some weapons. So we're going to have to punt the ball. If we have to punt the ball, we've got to cover it well. And, you know, I think we've done a good job with punt returns. Colt does a pretty good job of fielding everything and keeping it in front of him and not losing yards on the roll. So that's big for us. You know, if we get and get better, the philosophy is, you know, we can get the ball, let's get it to the offense and get them rolling right now. And I feel like special teams did a pretty good job. I think Mary Ford's 13-14 or 12-13.
13-14.
Yeah, 13-14.
So. I'm still waiting for you to upgrade her pad so she can line up the cornerback and start smacking some people in the face. That's just me.
If she'll learn to tie her shoes at practice, we'll talk
about it. Oh, dang.
Old shoestrings. I looked down there today and her shoes are untied. She goes, Coach, that's good luck. That's a good luck term. I said, listen, I'm going to tell you right now. You don't tie your shoes and you miss an extra point because you tripped over them. I said, there won't be no good luck. I said, I'll burn them shoes down there. We're gonna get some of Velcro or something. I said, the next thing I look up, she's got them shoestrings tied. They're double tied.
Oh, come on. Kicking with the shoes untied, that sounds like the high school football version of Turk Wendell.
Well, I asked her, I said, do you run around in soccer practice without your shoes tied? She goes, no, that would be stupid. I said, oh, okay. What about football practice? He goes, it's a good luck thing, Coach. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. Yeah, good luck thing. But we had another kid that used to do that, too, in 2018, Isaiah Jackson, who played running back.
Yep.
And he come out every day with his shoes untied. And I guess it's a peeve. I don't know what it is because I sit and I'm like, why are your shoes untied? Like, you're running around out here with untied shoes. So, but, hey, again, he also carried a bag of Skittles around, too, in his sock, and they've been in the game. So, Mary Ford, if it's working, make it work. I don't care. You heard that here.
There you go. All right. So we're again this Friday night heading over to Holly Hill taking on Clinch County. 7:30 kickoff. Let's talk about once again wrapping it up with the big three. What are the three things that need to happen for us to get out of there with a win?
We can't turn the ball over. We talked about that. We talked about that today. We have to swarm the football on defense. We have to get there. We got the good angles. And do those things, and then we got to generate some turnovers. Give ourselves a short field, and try to punch them in. I think if we do those things, and it's like I told the kids, we don't have to play great football. We just have to play good football. Don't go in there thinking we have to do everything extremely well. We just got to go in there and do it good. And I feel like we can compete. If we do everything really good, we got a chance to come out there with a W. And it's going to be a challenge because they're a good football team, and they've had their back against the wall, and we've had ours against the wall, and I think they're 4-1. We come in 2-2, so you know I think it's a good test for both teams, and if we can do those three things, we got a chance to come out hopefully with a victory.
There you go. Thank you for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us. We're here every Wednesday night, 7:30. Right here for the Coach Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Duke signing off, and of course, Coach Derrick got the last two words.
Go Knights.